This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
One of the most dramatic prayer stories or prayer requests in the whole Bible is in the Old Testament. Remember the men with the funny names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thrown into the fiery furnace? And I love what they say because it's a great lesson about prayer. They tell Nebuchadnezzar, the king who's about to throw them in the furnace, "We believe our God will deliver us." Now, this is really important. Listen to what they say. "We believe our God will deliver us from this furnace." But one of them says this, "But even if he doesn't, we're still going to believe in him." Isn't that remarkable? We believe God will pull us out of the fiery furnace, which he did. You remember that there was the fourth man in the furnace, which some scholars say was a pre-type of Christ there, the Holy Spirit, an angel of God, whatever you want to call it. But they said, "We believe that God will deliver us, but even if he doesn't," and I think the King James phraseology is this, "but if not, we'll still believe in him." Sometimes the "but if not" is going to happen in your life with some issue. It's going to happen with me and my life in some issue. The "but if not" comes to pass, and we have to make the decision ahead of time. We pre-decide that we believe God will deliver us, we believe God can meet this request, but even if he doesn't, we still believe him. Why? For this reason. This is really important. I want you to get this. Your confidence is not in getting your prayer request. Your confidence is in the Lord, period. Your confidence has got to be in him, in the person, God, not in whether or not he meets my individual prayer request. Persistence in my life is not a suggestion. The Lord wants to see it in my life. Let's bring up the second one. The Lord is not looking for religious people. He's looking for people of faith. I really think this is important. The Lord is looking for people of faith. Religious people are interested in ritual. People of faith are interested in relationship. Religious people are big on rules. People of faith are big on love. Religious people are interested in doing things rightly, and people of faith are interested in doing the right thing and having the right relationship. I think you get the gist of what I'm saying. The Lord is not looking for religious people. He's looking for people of faith. Something that helped me, maybe in a strange way, to be a stronger person of faith is I was listening to a program on the radio one night, and it was about astronomy. And the speaker on this program was talking about one particular star, and she said that this particular star that she named was 40 light years away from the Earth. Now, if I understand it correctly, that means that it takes 40 years for the light that leaves that star today to get to the Earth. So if I understand it correctly, the light that I see from that star when I look up tonight at that particular star left 40 years ago. But to think that I pray to the one who created that star 40 light years away, not 40 miles or 400,000 miles or 4 million miles, but 40 light years away. And that's incredible. That's why we can be people of faith, because we look at the universe and we see that God has not just put things in positional orbit and gravitational orbit. That's the God that we communicate with. The one who can set the moon and the stars in place is the one that's interested in my life. And that's what I think Jesus wanted you to know and wants me to know, that the creator of heaven and earth is also interested in my everyday life and yours. It's hard to believe for some people. It's hard for Christians to believe, but he is.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.